This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Referendums launched by Russia on Friday are ongoing. They're aimed at annexing four occupied regions of Ukraine, drawing condemnation from Kyiv and Western nations who dismissed the votes as a sham and pledged not to recognize their results. Ukrainian officials said people were banned from leaving some occupied areas until the four-day vote was over, that armed groups were going into homes, and that employees were threatened with the sack if they did not participate. Meantime, Iran regrets Ukraine's decision to downgrade ties over the reported supply of Iranian drones to Russia. That's what the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said on Saturday. Nasser Kanani said Ukraine should, quote, refrain from being influenced by third parties who seek to destroy relations between the two countries. That's what a ministry statement said. Yonhap, South Korea's military has detected signs that North Korea may be preparing to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile, or SLBM, Yonhap News Agency reported Saturday, days before a visit by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris. The military detected preparations this week in Sinpo, South Hamgyong Province in North Korea. That's what Yonhap reported, citing an unnamed South Korean military source. This is in line with a U.S.-based think tank's report this week, which cited commercial satellite imagery. And Macau aims to open to mainland Chinese tour groups in November for the first time in almost 3 years, the city's chief executive said on Saturday. The gambling hub has implemented stringent COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. This is VOA News. Some of the stories making headlines today. The official death toll nearly doubles to 35 in what a rights group calls a harrowing crackdown by Iran's forces on more than a week of protests over the death of a young woman in custody. As the deadly protests flare, some Iranians have crossed into neighboring Iraq's Kurdistan region for work. Hurricane Fiona hits Canada with Nova Scotia province on high alert after sweeping past Bermuda, where it left much of the population without power but caused little damage. At least 86 migrants who boarded a boat in Lebanon have drowned at sea in one of the deadliest such shipwrecks in the eastern Mediterranean, Syrian state media reported. The death toll from a capsized boat off Cambodia's coast rises to three Chinese nationals, with a further 9 rescued in Vietnamese waters and 8 still missing, Cambodian authorities say. The White House rebukes the head of the World Bank, David Malpass, who is battling charges of climate denial for dodging questions on the role of man-made emissions in global warming. And Bangladesh is among the most vulnerable nations to climate change, but the country's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina says the urgency of the situation is not being matched by actions of countries responsible for emissions. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas tells the United Nations that Israel is deliberately impeding progress toward a two-state solution and can no longer be considered a reliable partner in the peace process. Russian President Vladimir Putin's threat to use a nuclear weapon in Ukraine if Russian territorial integrity is threatened has sparked deep discussion in Western countries as to how they would respond if Moscow acts on its words. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls for calm over Taiwan as he meets his Chinese counterpart, with soaring tensions showing some signs of easing. Italians brace for seismic change on the eve of an election forecast to hand Italy the most right-wing government since World War II. The potential emergence of a far-right government in Italy has put the European Union on alert for disruptions ahead, amid fears that unity over the war in Ukraine could be jeopardized. For more stories, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.